Now, you're obviously a visiting professor here. What is it like seeing all the young talent today?
I mean, it's so extremely good. I mean, today, the three performers, and there's some on stage right now. I'd love to hear them. But I'm thrilled with the young people and what they can be taught these days. And they're driven, hopefully, not wasting any time, you know, sort of thinking they can just swan in here and get a degree. It's important. It takes a lot of work to get to the top table, so to speak.
And what do you look for in a young singer when you are teaching?
Well, of course, talent. You know, if I'm looking for voices, of course, and they've got to be extremely beautiful. They have to know how to make them work. Be musical, of course, and be truthful to the composers, really.
Do you think it's harder today for young people to break through into the opera houses?
I think, yes, it's a quick yes, but then, you know, there's a lot of other things underlying problems, but it is a yes for the moment, but extremely good ones can make it.
Can you imagine someone having the longevity that you've had?
Well, I'd like to hope they did. I mean, it would be my aim for them to look after themselves, yes. I'm 71 now, so it's gone on for a long time.
Fantastic. Just finally, do you mind if I ask what the Prince of Wales said to you?
Oh, he was very thrilled to see this, which is really nice. He said, "What do you think?" He said something like, "I don't always like, you know, looking at my own portrait." And I said, "Yeah, I feel the same." It was a bit frightening, but he liked it, I think.